Hello again. Some of you have been waiting for me to go more thoroughly into the body chart. Yes, I'm still going into the body chart. Now, this chart, by the way, was produced 20, 25 years ago, and it's still reasonably accurate. And I still use it, at least in my own head. I use it when I look at someone. And you have the irises, the two eyes. Obviously, you have the face, the hands. Part of this map is about what's in the iris. So for iridologists, you have the right eye, you have the left eye. And the, you know, left eye is the left side of the body. The right eye is the right half of the body. The right being the red and the blue being the left. And this is now everywhere inside the body. So not just in the iris, the hands, the face, the feet, the fingerprints. It's everywhere. It's just in different forms. So I really would rather start this out by giving you something of a caveat or a warning, at the same time giving you more of a invitation or something more to do. To learn the iris alone, it's this happens to be the left eye. To learn this information is stunning. I've been doing this now for 40 plus years, and I can honestly say I'm not sure I comprehend 3% of it. So when you compare that to the other eye, this is, you know, the right eye, and you'll see there are similarities, and then there are drastic differences. So to understand the left eye, we call it feminine, the right eye, this one called the masculine, this is the lateral or outside. Toward the bridge of the nose, that's the medial. Everything on the, for me, on the medial is in the back half of the body. Everything on the lateral is on the front in some degree. So this is the front, lateral, lower. What I mean by lower is the halfway line, it's just halfway line, is right there, halfway through the pupil, is halfway through the body. So right in there, right about where this white glare is the region of the heart. The lateral side of the heart, the medial side of the heart. Yes, this is head, this is the back of the head, this is the front of the head, this is the bottom of the body, this is the front or lateral side of the body, this is the medial part of the body here in the left or right iris. Now, what I'm saying to you is if you could grasp this, I'm going to take you several other locations that to me is the same thing. So let me show you what I mean. This, for example, is the same thing. This is the entire, well, not the entire, this is three generations of the family tree. These are the glands and organs and body systems or chakra systems. All of these positions are inside the iris. Some people would like to say it's holographic. Yes, that's one term you can use. But this is a this is right in the middle. So this is the middle, right where this is the head, this is the bottom of the body, and so on. This is the medial half, this is the lateral half. It's all there. Now, if I give it to you in a slightly different form, it might look like something like this. You'd say, wait a second, how is this the same picture as the last one? Well, to me, everything in the dark part is the feminine that was the blue, and everything that's in the light part is the masculine that used to be the red. I know it's challenging, but that's basically how I see it. So if I give you a picture like this, it's the same picture. These are all the wave patterns of the family tree, of nature, of everything vertical and horizontal. But if I give you something like this, to me, it's the same thing. Wow. So you will never be done becoming aware of all of these threads running through you from your family tree, your behavior, your life, your mates and friends and children. You won't be done because there will always be some degree. So if you're going to come back looking at this, that's a lot of information. Yes, it's all there. Right down to the tips of the toes being the head, the tips of the finger being the head, the hand, the top, the bottom, the arm. This is the bottom of the arm. This is the top. It's all part of the same pattern. It's all there. So if you have a pain on your left side, your first idea would be to go to the mother's side of the family. And that would be correct. Pain on the left side, like if I have a pain in my knee right now, which I do a little bit because I've been working in the yard, and I could say it's because I strained my knee. Or I can say it's something to do from my mother's side or something to do with my feminine being or my daughter, my ex, whatever, my left knee has a specific feeling. Now, those feelings have numbers to them. That's why a chart like this is the same thing. There is a place in here that corresponds to all the places in my family tree. Now, if I have a pain on my left side, yeah, you can say it's related to a female. If you have a pain on your right side, your right knee, right hip, you can say it's masculine. True. That's all true. Now, if you kind of reverse that, pain on your left side might also be how your father treated your mother. And it comes out as a pain on your left side. Yeah. When your father beats your sister, it could be a pain on your left side. That could also exist in your mother's family at a different generation. So both sides of that are true. So what I'm saying is, yes, you can go into each one of these being a gland, an organ, a body system, a meridian, a vitamin, a mineral, a color, a sound, a frequency, a mantra, a postural hand mudra. You can see this is one of everything. If you try to go at it that way, yeah, you can do it that way. And you would spend the rest of your life, you know, not only analyzing where it is in your body, but trying to analyze where it is in your etheric or astral body. This is your family tree. It's all these positions. It's all there. How many are there? I don't know. I know there's tens of thousands, possibly tens of millions. And quite frankly, we may have some influence in us that comes from thousands of years of the family tree, mankind, genetics. We may have a subtle influence from collective consciousness for 60 billion souls. You'd say, well, there's only 8 billion on Earth, roughly. But science would also try to say to you, they calculate that there may have been roughly 60 billion humans to incarnate on Earth since the beginning of mankind's existence, but nobody's quite sure when mankind really began. Was it 200,000 years ago, or 400,000, or was it several million, if you want to talk about other cultures and civilizations? All I'm saying is, all of these patterns that you're trying to relate to, and I do too, to a specific position in the body, if I just pull this back up, I'm saying it's, you want to go there? Fine, I do too. I will use the pain in each location as an indicator. I will use the patterns on my skin. We've talked about skin before. You can use the patterns in your fingernails. Just go up and examine your own fingernails, and you'll see streaks of lines or the absence of color in specific locations. If you look at the nails, you'll see there's a white mark someplace. It's blank another place. It's damaged another location. Yes, everything in every one of these fingernails is most likely the continuation of some unresolved emotional pattern running through you. It takes about 6 months to grow a fingernail, revealing something inside you. Now, I'm not trying to discourage anyone from learning all these positions and becoming more aware of the pain in your left foot versus your right ear. I happen to have some pain in my right ear that's finally going away, but that's only because I had poison ivy and touched my ear. Oh, by the way, it's no fun to have poison ivy on your right earlobe. Does that mean something? Of course it does. It's in the head, and I give all of mine numbers. I give them the same numbers that you may see here. These are numbers. This is number head, 6, throat, 5, chest, 4, solar plexus, 3, belly is 2, pelvic cavity is 1, and these are numbers. I just number front and back. So when there is a pattern like this, all this is numbers. So when I look at someone, I just look at numbers. I look at someone's face, look at marks, patterns, fingers, shape, body types, curvatures, history, scars, broken bones, strokes, heart attacks, cancers. You look at all these patterns. Now, I'm suggesting my attitude is, resolve them all. I'm suggesting, yes, there is a benefit to knowing all the body locations. Yes, it deepens your awareness, your pursuit of truth. Now, if I were to say to you, this is closer to the solution. This is all of the parts of the family tree. These lines that you see here, it's the same thing as this, and it's the same thing as this. I'm saying all these lines are related to parts of your family tree. But I'm saying for your long-term potential benefit, that if you approach it a bit like this, and you approach it from one end, and you travel through the entire length of it, you're traveling through everything in the dark side here, the mother's side of the family, starting with grandmother, what we call number two, which is second chakra function, feeling, grandmother four, six, grandfather one, three, five, grandfather two, four, six, grandmother one, three, five, and the pattern starts over again. I'm saying if you want to go through all of this inside and out, this is not the best picture, but I would start here. I'm working on a better picture. If I were to say to you, look, consider going here. We've been through this before. This happens to be the heart. I'm saying that if you want to potentially access clear, transform, transmute, release, forgive, repent, if you want to transform everything inside your body and around your body, there may be a starting point. Sure, there are biochemical therapies for physical locations. Personally, I think there is a plant kingdom molecule that would heal any physical symptom anyone has. Then there is a color or a frequency or a sound that would affect and heal anything in the etheric body. A vibrational medicine, an acupuncture needle. I also believe there is a certain aspirational prayer that's capable of healing and transforming anything. So all of those body locations, I like to study them. Yes, you've seen this before. This is a picture of a mitochondria. I spent months going down inside of a mitochondria trying to look for the place that holds all of the family tree together. Is there a place inside us that simultaneously holds it all together? This is one of the reasons why I use the same laminin molecule. Look it up yourself, L-A-M-I-N. Go look it up, laminin. This is the molecule that holds individual organs, glands, cells of the body together. Is there a way to be able to access it? I'm suggesting that if you want the knowledge of how to do this, try practicing this. Go into that, which is essentially going inward, and this is a place that looks like this. While you're going through all of this, every hour of the day. So all of these are hours in the day. This blue one, sunset. At the very bottom, midnight. Where the blue comes into the orange, sunrise. At the very top, midday. These are all the hours of the day, all the months or phases of the moon. I'm suggesting, yes, become aware of all the glands, organs, and body systems. But if your sincere purpose is to occupy and experience your greater capacity, really consider something closer to this. A time-based sequence, hour by hour, day by day. So again, this is the overview about how I use the body chart. So if I use the body chart, part of my duty or opportunity is to suggest a practitioner that really knows how to heal the body locations physically. And sometimes a good qualified therapist knows how to heal the emotional content that's causing the damage in one part of the body. ideally, somebody who is of a combination can do it not only in the physical body, but in the vibrational or spirit body, but has some suggestion about what to do with it on a soul-based level. So for me, the study of the body is a study of the soul and its relationship to God. So if your goal is to go where we are or become what we can become, the study of the body needs to have a motive and a purpose to it. If you're studying the body just to study the body, you can study Chinese medicine, Tibetan medicine. They're really, really good to understand medicines of the body, Ayurvedic medicine. These are ancient forms of the study of the body chemistry, constitutional types. You have to ask yourself, what is the one reason why you're there? What's the goal of it? What's the purpose of it? I'm suggesting that all of the study of the body starts with a single point: the sincere desire to feel. For me, this is the best metaphor I have. How to become an individual that has been in touch with the collective. If this were a lake or an ocean, my task is to become a discrete individual with a similarity of all the other drops in the ocean, but I have to learn to occupy my particular individual drop of water or my soul. In order to do that, what comes are all of the unfinished businesses of my entire family tree. And this is, you know, the best one currently I have. It looks something like this, though I'm looking for a better one. Threads. Tens of thousands, perhaps tens of millions of threads. Threads of unresolved choices and feelings and memories in myself, in my family tree, in my country, in the collective consciousness of the planet, and maybe even higher than that. So how to feel and resolve all of these, because it's still today currently affecting my knee. Which means if I have any form of pain in my body, of which I have plenty, it means I have an unresolved emotional issue I'm still holding within my own soul. So that's why I study the body. I study the body to become more aware of how my soul is influencing my physical existence, including my pain. So my suggestion is take a look at that. Now I'm going to come back another time and go through each one of the joints in the body so that you get an idea that if you hurt your little finger, you cut yourself, you scrape your knee, do your elbow, what might it mean if it's on the left or the right? And oh, by the way, I'll give you a clue that you can start watching. All the joints, they're relationships. All the knuckles, all the knees, but the knees, yes. Hips, vertebrae, they're all relationships. Good luck with that. Okay, so that's an introduction again to the physical body chart. There's a lot there. Dive in as deeply as you want, but I suggest there's one long-term solution. Step onto that path by your own sincere desire to do so. Have a good one.